Welcome to Transformation with Martinet. Martinet Emmons is a transformational life coach who broke free from childhood abuse, sexual trauma, and overcame cancer to become a powerful force of healing and hope for others. Martinet describes traumatic events as fierce emotional tsunamis. They can leave impending doom and destructive tidal waves of emotions that hit you when you least expect it. Martinet helps her clients dive into the depths of their trauma and pain as she stands fiercely advocating for them to shine a light on those experiences and find the lesson in the pain. She serves as a beacon of hope that guides you to see the strength, lessons, and purpose that can be born from the pain. You can feel alive with purpose again when you awaken your dormant strength, step into your power with a sense of peace, and discover a new wave of hope with the right tools and support. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation to inspire you to find hope and to see that there is a beautiful blue ocean of serenity, happiness, and fulfillment in your future. Transformation with Martinet starts now.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. This is Transformation with Martinet, where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. It's Friday. I'm so happy to be here. For those of you who don't know, my show is every Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, and my show is about hope. The guests that I invite on here are like me. They believe like me that we as humans are resilient and we can get back up from anything. My guest today is proof. Jackie Long is a friend for years. Okay, gonna get emotional. She is a friend for years, and she was my mentor coach in my master coach program, and we have a really good friendship, as well as, you know, we do a lot of business together and a lot of fun together and learning together and supporting other entrepreneurs and colleagues together. And I am just so blessed, Jackie, for you to be here. Welcome.
Thank you. You forgot co-authors.
Co-authors.
I don't even have a book on my desk.
I do. I forget about Excellent. It. Actually, sometimes I forget about it. But she and I were co-authors for this book that our friend and colleague Peggy Willems and Dr. Marcus Wettstein put out. And we just got that out this year. And we have another one coming out. It's actually a three-part series coming out next year, the second part, which is so very cool. Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So, Jackie, we have been running around in the same circles for a long time. I was actually thinking about this morning how, like, you know, speaker retreat that we were at together and just these different things and just, you know, you mentoring me as a master coach and learning and, you know, all of us that get to this place of wanting to help people usually go through quite a bit of things to get us here. What started your journey?
Well, that goes right to our topic of today. After my husband died in 2009, my perspective on so many things changed. One example is I hardly ever worry about money anymore. Mm-hmm. And I worried about money up until that time. And I thought he had enough to get through the end of his life and I'll have enough to get through the end of mine. But so that was one thing that shifted for me. At the time, I really had terrific bosses. I was in the corporate world and they allowed me to work at home. My husband had a 13-year battle with renal cell carcinoma, or more commonly known as kidney cancer. And after all of that and what we went through as individuals and a family and all our friends, I just decided my purpose was not to do what I was doing. And it was to take my pain and turn it into something productive for myself as well as for other people. And so that's when a friend of mine told me about Jack Canfield's Train the Trainer program. Mm-hmm. And it was a year-long program. I don't know how he's doing it today. It was an application process. It ended up being 4 in-person weeks and then all kinds of things in between. So you can imagine studying under a great mentor and leader. For those of you who don't know, Jack Canfield is co-author of the or co-founder of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, and his Train the Trainer program is on his best-selling book, The Success Principles. So I just learned so much, and I thought this program was to help others, and it's helped me as much as I've been able to help others by going through that program. And ultimately, I decided to leave my job and to go into coaching and training full time.
Wow. It's, I know that when I got diagnosed with cancer, it was kind of like the same thing. Like, I was diagnosed and I remember kind of knowing inside that I had it, but at the same time, like, nah, both my siblings had cancer too, different types. I'm thinking, no way that my parents could have three kids with cancer, right? No way. And I remember when I, after I came out of the whole, like, well, being told, or I had colon cancer, so having a colonoscopy and then coming out of it. And, you know, before I went in there, the doctor's like, ah, you're too young. No worries. You're not going to have any problems. Simple. We're going to take care of this. And then just seeing his face afterwards, like, oh, okay, something's really bad here. And I remember just tuning out and let my husband talk to him and everything. But it was like the next day, I thought, you know what? I'm going to beat this. And life is too short to not be doing what you want to do. And I was like on the treadmill that next day, and just everything I could do to, I was pretty healthy anyway, like working out wise and all that. But it's like, I'm going to take this to a whole new level. I'm going to do something with this. I've had a lot of different traumas and things in my life. Well, I beat that stuff. I'm going to beat this too. Was it the same kind of thing for you? It was your husband's battle, but you were right there with him.
Yeah. And I mean, it was a battle for a lot of people. And, you know, Dale had a lot of friends, and as a family, we had and still have a lot of friends. So a lot of people suffered through watching him suffer. And so for me, I mean, watching him suffer, and I was able to ask for anything he needed, you know, when it started to come to asking for help, it that was a really big game changer. And so, especially women, we have such trouble many times asking for what we need or want, just asking for help. And I was able to tell myself, if I ask someone to do my laundry, for example, well, is that really helping me? Or is it helping my kids have clean clothes? Is it, you know, it's helping my husband. It's, you know, because I'm more present with him. So, so it really was a battle. From the get-go, his tumor, well, his kidney was encapsulated inside of a basketball sized tumor. Like, the surgeon is like, I picked it up like this. I've never removed anything from anybody's body that big. So, changes perspective on a lot of things. At least it did for me.
Gosh. Yeah, I remember actually the surgeon saying the same with the tumor that I had. It was, my babies were 6.5 pounds, 7.2 and 7'11". This thing was well over 8.5 pounds.
Oh, wow.
When you think about that being in your colon, golly, you know, amazing. It's amazing what happens inside of us, you know? Yeah,
sure.
How did you guys find out that he had it?
Well, we thought he had appendicitis. I mean, he was convinced he had appendicitis, and he's like, I'm going to go to the ER. It was late at night. He goes, you stay with the kids and I'll keep you posted. The next thing I know, he was waking me up and telling me that it wasn't appendicitis, that it was a tumor. And we didn't know for another day or two, I guess, until a urologist actually looked at everything, and it was right before Christmas. We agreed not to tell the kids until after Christmas, and they were, so at the time my daughter was 8 and my son was, I guess he would have been 14. Well, they were 7 and 14 when he was diagnosed, 8 and 15 when he died. So it was just really rough. Yeah.
And so quick. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, Alex, my son, I mean, dad was his best friend, mm-hmm. truly.
Yeah.
And, you know, he had made that shift. A lot of, I think it's very normal for young boys about middle age, they start moving from mom to dad. And that had happened. And they played tennis together. They rode. There's a real hilly area at Indiana University. And every year they run what's called the Hilly 100. And so they had a tandem. And I mean, it was just, they were just very, 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 very close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's so hard. So hard. I have lost a lot of people in my life, but when I think about being a mom and, you know, I mean, I've been through a divorce, so that's surely not easy on the kids, but the death of their daughter, of their father, holy, wow. That's so hard.
It's very, it's impacted both of them. Still to this day, it impacts them mm-hmm. greatly. And it's impacted them because, you know me, I'm pretty much an open book. Mm-hmm. And so I'll just tell the world here that I've been divorced twice since their dad died, married and divorced mm-hmm. twice. So my kids were brought into new families. And then that was taken away also. In my second marriage, that was for the most part, very welcome. He was not what I would call a good guy. And however, we had relationships with some other people in his family, and those have now gone by the wayside as well. So it's been pretty difficult.
Right. I imagine. So I know that Sophia, your daughter, is a co-author with us in the book.
Yeah.
So she has shared her story in there. What has it been like for Alex as a young man and just navigating his life since his dad passed away?
Well, things really, really changed when dad got sick, when his mm-hmm. dad got sick, because Alex has ADHD mm-hmm. and mild Tourette syndrome mm-hmm. and what's called ODD or oppositional defiant disorder. He's been diagnosed with those things. I don't like to label, and it's been very difficult for him to navigate school. You know, school is not designed for kids who have these kinds of things going on. And mm-hmm. so from kindergarten homework took, you know, it could take all evening to mm-hmm. do a little paper and, you know, read a little book together, whatever the homework was. Mm-hmm. And that continued where I really helped him a lot manage, you know, what's okay, you got the homework done. Now let's make sure the homework gets to the backpack and in the right place. Because right. he'd have his homework done and then he'd lose it and get a zero, stuff like that. So, you know, when his dad was diagnosed, I just had to go to him and say, I can't do this anymore. I'm trying to help save your dad's life. And I got to go do this. And you got a few years left in school. And if you're going to go to college, you have to learn to manage this on your own. Mm-hmm. And he did. I mean, it took him 6 years to get through college and he graduated. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's a huge success.
It is.
And they were very active in Boy Scouts. And I think that really has a tendency to either take fathers and sons apart because they hate the bugs or whatever, or it can bring them together. And it brought Alex and Dale very, very close to each mm-hmm. other. So he ended up putting, you know, not going the distance. He was getting very close where he could have gone into his Eagle Scout. And I just didn't have it in me to force him to do one more thing. So, I think he would have done that if his dad were alive. Right. Those kinds of things. Yeah.
Right. Well, he's accomplished a lot.
Yes, he has.
Anyway, especially with things that are, you know, going against him. In a lot of ways. And I'm glad that now that a lot more of these things like ADD, ADHD, all these things are paid, or dyslexia, I mean, are paid a little bit more attention to, you know,
and accepted.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we all have challenges and we need to have compassion for each other for these different things. And some kids just, you know, they learn in a different way.
Yeah. You know?
So we're going to take a break, but I'd like to talk a little bit more about that. And then wherever else we want to go.
Okay.
Sounds Thank good. You, everyone. We'll be right back.
You back from achieving your goals? What if you could break through those barriers and attain more than you thought possible? A certified Jack Canfield Success Principles trainer, Jackie Long is also certified in NLP, breakthrough coaching, master coaching, and mentor coaching. She customizes programs for your specific individual, group, and retreat needs. Go to jackielong.com for more information. That's jackielong.com. Are you frustrated and stuck by the endless loop of internal judgment and critical, fear-based self-talk constantly echoing in your head? Are you ready to step through the door to new ways of thinking? Tracy Berger is a certified Martha Beck Wayfinder Life Coach who can support you in transforming your thinking in both your personal and professional life. Learn more about Tracy's coaching and her April 2023 Peace and Purpose Retreat at tracyberger.com.
Are you a woman who is overworked, stressed, and in need of a break? Are you ready to feel refreshed and rejuvenated? It's time that you made yourself a priority and do something that brings you joy. What are you waiting for? Visit www.soaringnolimits.com. We specialize in empowering women to travel safely and fearlessly like the boss you are. The world is your playground. Let Soaring Without Limits help you to get out there and play. Paige Park and Tulsi Rose Yoga are here to teach you how to create your own healing through connection. Connection to self. Connection to community. Grief is a part of everyone's experience, but we can heal the emotions around it. Emotions of sadness, loneliness, despair. You don't have to go it alone. To learn more about these healing connections with Paige and her community, visit TulsiRoseYoga.com. That's TulsiRoseYoga.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet, where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. My guest today is Jackie Long, and we've been talking about, going through very rough times that lead us into purpose, whether it is serving other people or just really tuning into yourself to figure out what is my next steps, what is important to me, what has what I've been through shown me. And we were just talking about at the end of the break about just compassion, even for children. Being in school nowadays, there are different guidelines since COVID happened. But we were also saying that, I mean, the good thing is that certain things like ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, whatever, is being a little more treated with compassion, is being recognized more, that some kids just learn in different ways. And we need to be able to work with what works for them so they can achieve what they want to achieve. So, Jackie, you were saying on break that Sophia is like doing extremely well in college with a very high GPA. How is she doing overall since everything has happened?
Well, she's been through quite a bit of trauma. She's starting, this is the first time I've had some tears come up during the show. She was so young that she's starting to forget things. Like, she can't remember certain things about her dad. Like, I mean, I can still remember how he smells and his, all his facial expressions and so many things. And she doesn't have that. That's been very difficult. My second marriage was extremely difficult on her, very traumatic. And so, you know, And then my third, you know, she thought my third husband was going to be a father figure to her. And that's not going to happen now. So she's had a lot of loss. I can't even imagine, Martinet. Nobody close to me died until I think I graduated college. I had pets die, which is hard enough. But Sophia now has lost her dad, both sets of grandparents. So they were all four alive. So she's, you know, four grandparents, actually five, if you count, six, if you count, you know, like other marriages. And so she's also lost, she's lost pets that were very important to her. And I just I just cannot even imagine having that by the time you're, let's see, my mother, the knock on wood, we haven't had much death for people close to us since my mom died. And that was in 2015. Mm-hmm. And so Sophia and I both write about her dad, Dale, my husband, and in our stories in the first book. And so if you want to know more about like a parental perspective and a daughter's perspective going through the same experience, because we're different people and she was little and I'm trying to run everything and make it all work, the book is a good place to do that. There are so many great stories in there. Your story broke my heart. You know, it's heartbreaking. And I actually want to let people know where they can get that. Absolutely. So if you want to go through me, it's JackieLong.com. And actually my site's under construction. So Jackie@JackieLong.com. And that's JACKI.
Yes.
LONG. There is no E, no E in my name. So I would love to hear from people. And even if you just want to communicate with me, it doesn't have to be about the book. I just think that it's a wonderful opportunity. Martinet, I don't know how you're handling your book sales, but it's also available on Amazon.
It is available on Amazon. And yes, you could go through either one of us. Absolutely. You know me, it's the MartinetEmmons.com. Reach out, say hello, or you can order a book. There's a place to do that. And there are wonderful stories in there. And actually, they put together the book so amazingly well. I had no idea. I knew all the work that went into it, but the detail that went into it, it's not just all of our stories in there. There's so many helpful tips in there. There's just a wealth of information in the book. It's very good. I recommend it to anybody who wants to get it. And, you know, you can hear our stories as well. And it is interesting thinking about your story and then your daughter's story. And just, it had to be really amazing to hear her perspective in writing. Sophia's, right? And then hers, even reading yours, even though you know each other well, it's still just to have that written. You know,
yeah, she's a very good writer, and I was very touched by her story. And her next story is going to be very good as well. She's going to be in the second book as well, but I'm not going to give away her topic. That's for her.
And you know, I think it's really great that a lot of us are continuing into the second, and it's just really cool. Just all of us coming together to share our stories, to help others, because our stories are everything. This is what connects us, is our stories, our vulnerable stories, not our polished perfection stories of I did this and I succeeded in this short amount of time, where it's, well, all of us have been through journeys to get where we are today. And that connects us.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
You just hit on a really good point that is key for me, is when I can get to the point and I really can take my experience to help another person.
Yes.
That tells me where I am in my journey of healing from that experience. Mm-hmm. And on my best day, I think, would I go through that again if it meant, for example, like the person I married the second time, if I had to go through that marriage again so that my daughter or my son would not choose somebody like that, I would absolutely go through it again.
Oh, I relate to that.
So it's the whole reframe of why did that have to happen, right? Mm-hmm. Why did we go through that? Why did we suffer? Why did I suffer? And, you know, I can tell that story of, oh, woe is me. I can play a victim. I can stay there, or I can move through it. And not that I'm done with all of that. It's still here. Mm-hmm. However, moving through it, and working through it, I'm so much healthier for that.
Right. You found the blessings and the lessons.
I try well, really hard.
Yes. I was actually talking to a young person yesterday that I know it seems so very hard right now. And it is very hard right now. We don't want to discount any of this, but you will get through it. And you're going to come out on the other side. And you're going to glean, if you choose to, glean information that's going to help you further in your life, in reaching your purpose, in reaching your goals. You're going to be able to look back on those things. Even, you know, you just, sometimes I think things that I want to do, especially I've got some really big goals in 2023, and I'm thinking, how in the world am I going to do this? Well, I've done this and this and this and this. And it's always good to keep even a list or, you know, something with you that says, hey, you know, that you can refer back to that, hey, I did this and this. And we really are, like I started off the show with, resilient. We can get through things and we can find those lessons, blessings in the lessons.
You know, and you made such a good point. So many people focus on what am I going to do next year, or, you know, making a New Year's resolution, which are all good things. Mm-hmm. Actually, you know, Sean, one of Martinez and my mentors, trains to first go look at your successes and your celebrations from this year. So you can list all that. It's just as you said, you know, I want to look and see what I did accomplish to actually write that out or type it out. Or I think it's better to have it in writing so that
I think so,
whether it's typed or whatever. Mm-hmm. So you can refer back to it.
Yep.
Even saying it aloud, though, is really helpful.
Mm-hmm. It is. And I have told many clients this, and I've said this on the show many times too. It's good to keep not only a list of your accomplishments to refer to when you feel like it's a bad day and you just feel like giving it all up, but also keeping like testimonies. I've gotten cards from clients, you know, with wonderful statements that I keep close to me when I feel like I'm going to give it up and go back to work at a regular job because I suck and I can't do this. But then if you have those reminders and you pull those up, it's like, okay, it's okay. Just need to take some breath and start again. I can do this.
Well, thanks for being so real about that. Cause you know, you are such a beautiful person and you are very accomplished. And when people look at you, they don't see that stuff inside. Right. So they don't see that some days we wake up and go, I suck. Like, or that client who you're like, I feel like I didn't help them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next call, they say how much they got out of it. So, Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, thank you. And I appreciate your words. We just had for one of my clients, a little online Christmas party. And even the leader of our group said, she goes, you know, I really struggle with imposter syndrome and people don't know that. I think we all do at times. And that's the thing. It's just being real that there are, you know, all these people, you know, they saying though that they succeeded so quickly and all that. Well, maybe, but it doesn't last. I mean, you may have some of these fabulous months or whatever, but it takes all of us a lot of time and it takes all of us a lot of failures to get there. to get to where we want to be. And then each new level, as our coach talks about as well, is that each new level, you know, we have other border patrol or other enemies coming in to kind of sabotage us. We've got to, take charge again. Say, nope, I can do it. Let's go. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love the border patrol.
Getting all tongue-tied here, but we're real, right? This is the place to be.
Very real. Yeah.
So
you too can be a guest on Martinet's show.
Yeah. The place where we are real and sometimes silly and, you know, everything else. So thank you for listening. We'll be back in just a minute.
Are you frustrated and stuck by the endless loop of internal judgment and critical, fear-based self-talk constantly echoing in your head? Are you ready to step through the door to new ways of thinking? Tracy Berger is a certified Martha Beck Wayfinder Life Coach who can support you in transforming your thinking in both your personal and professional life. Learn more about Tracy's coaching and her April 2023 Peace and Purpose Retreat at tracyberger.com.
Are you a woman who is overworked, stressed, and in need of a break? Are you ready to feel refreshed and rejuvenated? It's time that you made yourself a priority and do something that brings you joy. What are you waiting for? Visit www.soaringnolimits.com. We specialize in empowering women to travel safely and fearlessly like the boss you are. The world is your playground. Let Soaring Without Limits help you to get out there and play. Paige Park and Tulsi Rose Yoga are here to teach you how to create your own healing through connection. Connection to self. Connection to community. Grief is a part of everyone's experience, but we can heal the emotions around it. Emotions of sadness, loneliness, despair. You don't have to go it alone. To learn more about these healing connections with Paige and her community, visit TulsiRoseYoga.com. That's TulsiRoseYoga.com.
Holds you back from achieving your goals? What if you could break through those barriers and attain more than you thought possible? A certified Jack Canfield Success Principles trainer, Jackie Long is also certified in NLP, Breakthrough Coaching, Master Coaching, and Mentor Coaching. She customizes programs for your specific individual, group, and retreat needs. Go to JackieLong.com for more information. That's JackieLong.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the place where we overcome everything and compromise nothing. My guest today is Jackie Long, and we've been talking about all things transformation and moving forward and living our best life. And sometimes we go through things that we certainly couldn't have planned and wouldn't wish on anyone. So, Jackie, your husband died when you were 42. Oh gosh, this may sound kind of a strange way to put it, but it fits in so many ways. It's like, it's not like a club you want to belong to be a right. widow at a young age. So tell me more about your journey.
Well, we talked earlier. So Dale was diagnosed in mm-hmm. December. He had surgery to remove the cancer and the tumor and his kidney in January. And we were told, see you in a year. We got it all. Margins are clear. Go home. You mm-hmm. don't need any oncology. Right. That's the one thing I regret, is listening to that piece of bad advice, because mm-hmm. within 6 months, by July, his leg started really hurting and the cancer had metastasized to his thigh. So there was nothing we could do really outside of amputating his leg. And so we did do radiation. However, it did spread to his liver. And then it spread to his lungs. And if it spread anywhere else, we did not find out before he passed away. So through that time, you know, we watched our very strong, my husband was very strong. He was strong emotionally. He was strong physically. He actually did 2 Ironmans as the swimmer, like a team. And then he did one full Ironman on his own. His goal was to do the Hawaii Ironman. Mm-hmm. So it was very difficult to basically watch him, you know, drastically lose weight and lose his hair. And he ended up having chemo. And I mean, I just couldn't do it all. He was self-employed. So, you know, this doesn't sound that great either, but he was a kitchen designer. So you took one look at him and you're like, he may not be around to finish my job. So people weren't really hiring him. And so it was on me to keep working. And I referenced earlier, I had fantastic bosses. I was a telecommuting supervisor at the time. And so I did get to stay home a lot anyway, but they let me stay home full time to care for him. And even with that, I was still working, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it all and manage the house, get him to appointments, you know, track my FMLA, all that kind of stuff. So we got help, and I had to ask, and people offered, and people wanted to help. And so, you know, that's really important, because we want to help people. Well, if they say no, we don't get to help.
Right.
So that's a lesson that I learned. Like, I mean, I had people basically begging me, like, what can I do? What can I do?
Right.
And like my card club all showed up one day with their buckets and and everything. And they came in and they did a full clean of my house. Dale was a very proud and happy member of Alcoholics Anonymous. He died 13 years clean and sober. Those guys held a meeting every week on Fridays, wherever Dale was. So when he was at home, they showed up at home. When he was in the hospital, which he was a few times, they would go to the hospital. When he was in hospice, they went to hospice. And they also came over and did a full day. There were several of them who showed up and did a full day of chores around the house. We had a lot of leaves, and there was a lot of outside work to be done, and inside work as well. Things needed fixing and all that kind of stuff. And I was told, make a list. And they got through everything on that list. And so I had to make the list for them to be able to do the work.
Right.
And, you know, when somebody says, I go to the grocery store every day, I am happy to drop anything off you need. And she did my grocery shopping. And she's no longer with us. You know, I had a neighbor did all my laundry. She just is like, put it out on the porch, I'll pick it up and I'll bring it back clean and folded. I was allowed to go to the AA meetings, which was really fun for me, because I got to see all of them in action and all of their support that they give each other and the love and the compassion that they share. And, you know, I have my own support team and support groups and friends to talk to and just to come over and sit with us so I could sleep. You know, it was really hard, and I had to ask for help. And when Dale went into hospice, we sent him on the day we thought he was going to die. And he didn't die that day. He lasted 5 weeks. And he was in tons of pain. He had this internal, it was surgically implanted with pain medicine. And he had like a little button that he could press that would give him a bolus of pain medicine. He wasn't always capable of hitting the button. Sometimes he could, but other times he wasn't even capable of it. So I had somebody there 24 hours a day. That's not like, and not like hired people, but our friends or me or one of the kids would be there. Somebody was there with him all the time for 5 weeks. Managing that was a full-time job.
Right.
Just that.
No doubt. No doubt.
And then what happens, and this is normal. So, well, let me back up, and I just want to thank everybody who helped. There was also a fundraiser to help pay medical bills, and donated their time, donated their talent, donated goods to auction off, all kinds of things. And, you know, I mean, I could spend the rest of my life writing thank you notes and just thanking people for being there. And when somebody dies, a few weeks later, after the services and after all that, people go home and they go back to their lives. And that got my heart just sank again, thinking about that time. Like, it's very, very lonely. After we had people in, I didn't cook for 6 months. Somebody was always in our house helping us do something. And so, and I love being around people. It lifts me up. And then, you know, and there we are, we're alone.
Yeah.
Scary. I had insomnia and I gained 30 pounds in 9 months. I'm not a very big gal. Like that was, you know, a lot of weight for me. It was like, I have a baby inside, like, but no baby. It's like, you know, so, and so it took me 9 months to eat myself to that. I couldn't sleep. I'd wake up in the middle of the night and fix an entire meal because I was hungry. And I was feeding myself, feeding that empty soul, you know, and took me 5 years to lose it, to drop it.
Right.
To release it.
Yeah. It's that self-soothing, you know,
food.
Yes. That's always been my solace. I've never been never been into alcohol or any other vice. It's just sweets or something that I would use to combat the losses in my life or stress or whatever. That's always what I've resorted to. So I understand that. Yeah.
Captain Crunch. Lucky Charms.
Right.
Big old banana food. Split.
Gosh.
Kid, I know.
The cereal's kind of funny though. That's like a, almost like soothing your little girl, you know?
That's a good point.
Yeah,
it really is. Mm-hmm. I mean, I should have bought stock in it. I went through probably a box of each of them a week, and potatoes, you know, all the starchy stuff, pizza.
Right.
So
we're going to take a break in a moment. But tell me how is that like? I know my own side because of the losses in my life, but how is that when, you know, the people stop coming, it's sad. And it's almost like, you know, people are moving on. They need to, they have their lives, but then isn't it almost like a, well, what about me kind of feeling like, wait,
no, I really didn't. I was lonely though, which is what led me to, accept a relationship that was toxic for me and my family. And so, when you're lonely, you sometimes tend to do things that aren't the best.
Don't always make the best decisions.
Right.
Yeah. I hear that. Okay. So we're going to take a little break and then we'll come back with, final thoughts of, being a widow, of loss, of taking our pains and turning them into purpose. And we'll be back, everyone. See you in a few.
Paige Park and Tulsi Rose Yoga are here to teach you how to create your own healing through connection. Connection to self, connection to community. Grief is a part of everyone's experience, but we can heal the emotions around it. Emotions of sadness, loneliness, despair. You don't have to go it alone. To learn more about these healing connections with Paige and her community, visit TulsiRoseYoga.com. That's TulsiRoseYoga.com. Are you a woman who is overworked, stressed, and in need of a break? Are you ready to feel refreshed and rejuvenated? It's time that you made yourself a priority and do something that brings you joy. What are you waiting for? Visit www.soaringnolimits.com. We specialize in empowering women to travel safely and fearlessly like the boss you are. The world is your playground. Let Soaring Without Limits help you to get out there and play.
Are you frustrated and stuck by the endless loop of internal judgment and critical, fear-based self-talk constantly echoing in your head? Are you ready to step through the door to new ways of thinking? Tracy Berger is a certified Martha Beck Wayfinder life coach who can support you in transforming your thinking in both your personal and professional life. Learn more about Tracy's coaching and her April 2023 Peace and Purpose Retreat at tracyberger.com. What holds you back from achieving your goals? What if you could break through those barriers and attain more than you thought possible? A certified Jack Canfield Success Principles trainer, Jackie Long is also certified in NLP, Breakthrough Coaching, Master Coaching, and Mentor Coaching. She customizes programs for your specific individual, group, and retreat needs. Go to JackieLong.com for more information. That's JackieLong.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet. This is where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. My guest today is Jackie Long, and we've been talking about, gosh, all kinds of things from grief to accepting help to you taking the blessings that are in the lessons. And so, Jackie, I know you don't work specifically with people that are going through grief, but what would you say to somebody who recently lost their spouse or anyone close to them in their life, but especially a spouse?
Well, and I know we're focusing on like a little bit on my age. And I think that regardless of the age, it's loss. The loss is the loss, right? I used to focus on this. I started my practice with grief and loss. And actually, mm-hmm. Sophia and I just were at a local spousal loss support group this past weekend. Yeah. And we gave a presentation there and talked to them. And you know, the first thing that I think we that's helpful is to feel feelings. Many people will go to being busy, I ate, right? Like instead of eating, I could have maybe spent that time journaling. I could have done something different with my time. And so feeling the feelings is really, really important. Yes. And it sounds cliche. And in hindsight, I think it's true that don't make any major decisions. They say for 1 year, like that's what's out there. And I don't think that's a set number for everybody, but I know I made a pretty big decision that had a negative impact on my life that first year. And I wish I hadn't have done that. So I wish I'd listened to some other people. So listen to your close friends who you feel are grounded and know you well. And when they offer up their opinion, you know that it means something. And if you have several people telling you the same thing, it's time to listen. And, you know, you might have one person say one thing, you're kind of like, I don't know about that. But then if two or three or four more people tell you that, then you know, open yourself up and look at that. Because we can delude ourselves into thinking that we're doing better than we really are. And we, my thoughts anyway, are rely on those people who you know and trust. And there's a lot of people who are really, really private and they don't want to share those things. And I don't personally understand that real well. I just don't, because I talk about my feelings. I'm very open about my feelings and I can't imagine holding all of that in. I just can't even imagine it, what that feels like for somebody. And to recognize that there's going to be triggers. There's going to be triggers. My mother called me in a panic after my dad died because there wasn't any ice. And she's like, I need ice. I need ice. I need ice. And I'm like, at first I was really irritated, you know? So I pack up some of my own ice and I drive over there and she's still going on about the ice. And I go, Mom, it's not about the ice, is it?
Right.
And she just burst into tears because my dad did those things for her. Right. And now he wasn't there to be her companion.
Yeah.
There
can
is
I ask you something?
Yeah.
In there? Okay. Going through my divorce, I know it's a different thing. It was still extremely painful for me. I never wanted to not be married to the father of my children. I didn't want that. It hurt. And my kids were still really young when I lost my mom, brother, sister. It's hard to find time to sit in those feelings when you have young kids. Do you think that's why you might have resorted to food or just walking around at night because it was hard to, I mean, maybe walking around at night, you could feel those when the kids are asleep, but isn't it kind of hard to take care of yourself during that time? It was for me.
Yeah. And it's not only because of children. That's just one, you know, one thing, one responsibility. Mm-hmm. And there's different kinds of care, right? Like
right.
I obviously wasn't caring for myself mm-hmm. when, you know, I got out of bed and ate instead of doing, you know, trying to sleep longer or doing something that wasn't going to hurt me. Mm-hmm. And I didn't look at it as not taking care of myself. I didn't mm-hmm. see it. I thought I was, you know, I mean, hungry, I eat, you know, that's right. One of the main things we're supposed to do in life is eat.
Exactly.
So I didn't see that. And, I was able to talk to my kids and say, you know, again, 8 and 15, they were older.
Yeah.
So I was able to say, I need some alone time. I'm going to go in my room for 30 minutes, especially with my daughter. She was still younger. And I would just say, hey, you know, I'm going to set a timer for 30 minutes. And when that timer goes off, come get me, you know, so that they knew I was going to come back out and
it
would give me some space to be able to be alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. That's helpful. Yeah. I just myself, I found it hard to really let myself feel. Because someone always needed me, you know, it wasn't until like in the middle of the night when I was by myself or whatever, and I could just cry it out then, but I couldn't, you know, when they were around, or at least I wouldn't let myself. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, if you have kids, you know, I'm sure you probably have friends who would be willing to take kids for an evening or an hour or two, maybe take them to a movie, do something with them so that it gives some space. I had people take Sophia and do things, especially her, because she was very little.
Yeah.
And they would take her out and do fun things. Mm-hmm. And she remembers that. Her dad would never let her get her ears pierced until he was real sick. And I said, Dale, she really wants your blessing to get her ears pierced.
Yeah.
And so he decided that, you know, he did. He told her, you can get your ears pierced. And so a girlfriend of mine took her to get her ears pierced.
Oh, that's nice.
It was great. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
There's hope that, you know, and to
there
look for
hope.
The beauty within the difficult experience. There are, I mean, I had 5 more weeks with Dale than I thought I was going to get.
Right.
And I mean, I had dates with him. I mean, we'd have date night. We'd roll his bed over into the room with the fireplace and I'd crawl in bed with him. And I took our crystal and sparkling juice, you know, and I mean, we had fun. We had fun to the end. Lots of fun.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And, you know, as awful as it is, you know, being in the widow club is awful. It just is. And there's hope, like you'll get through it.
Yes.
You know, yes. You got through your divorce, you got through mm-hmm. your losses, you got through, mm-hmm. and now you're helping other people.
Right.
With whatever it is that they might be suffering with, whether mm-hmm. it's divorce, death, or, you know, right. a mean boss at work, what, you know, whatever it might be, you right. know, that's what we do as coaches. Right. Right. So, one of the last things I just want to say about kind of end of life is more for us who are still here mm-hmm. is to plan. So yeah. I have been the executrix now for my husband, my grandfather, and my mother. And my grandfather mm-hmm. and my mother died 5 months apart. And my mom's an only child and I'm an only child. So mm-hmm. it fell on my shoulders.
Right.
My mom was so organized. Like she sat me down after my dad died and walked through everything that I needed to know. And I took notes. Yep. I put them in a file. And when she died, because it wasn't expected, like yeah. it wasn't a long illness like that. And I went to that and I had it and it was ready. And she had a will. She, you know, she had all the things necessary in place.
Yes.
My kids have it. I mean, I'm power of attorney for my kids mm-hmm. and I've used it. Alex right. was in Alaska and was selling a car. And I needed to sign the title over.
Right.
So
right.
these things are really, really important. And I've used them. I've needed to use them a lot. So I would really right. recommend having the difficult conversations. We're all going to die. Every last one of us is going to die. So how can we make it easier for those left behind?
Those left behind. That's it. And we have to end the show, unfortunately.
Okay.
But that is really great advice. And I am in the same position with my father and handling his stuff. And he has got everything in order. And I think that that is something that very much we need to do for the ones that we do leave behind. And yes. So we could talk all day. And but
I just want to tell people how to reach me.
Yes.
If you want to reach me, it's Jackie, Jacki, at JackieLong.com, JackieLong.com.
Absolutely.
Feel free to email me. Love to hear from you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jackie, for being here. And thank you so much, all of you, for listening. See you next Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Bye, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Transformation with Martinet. Did listening today spark a sense of hope and possibility? Hold on to this feeling and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific for more inspiring conversations with Martinet and her guests. They will show you there is hope and you are right where you need to be. Martinet is dedicated to supporting you right where you are while launching you towards promise, passion, and possibility that leads to the fulfilled life your heart aches for. If you're tired of being stuck, schedule a complimentary consultation with Martinet and get on the exciting path towards the life you want to be living. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.